We cried a lot and laughed a little. Thought about a lot of things. Little things that you never think of, you never really pay a lot of attention to. We was coming over here this morning, Desi was getting ready to write a check. I said, have to write it yourself this morning, don't you? Because Carrie always wrote the check as we was coming over here. I kept wondering where my money was going. I guess she's writing some more. I don't know. You know, I'm only joking. But she was, it was just little things. And today I want to say thank you. Because she was this church meant so much to her. I can assure you today that she loved all of you. And that everything that she had, she put into what she did. So this morning, I want to thank you and appreciate all the things that you did. I don't ever want to forget her, you know, because it was just, that would be wrong. I told Esty, we're not going to make an idol out of her. We're not going to worship her. We're never going to forget her. Because she today was special to all of us, especially to me. And I kept saying a little thing. We had to come for various reasons. We came around by the county home this morning, and when we went to the service, had the service over there on the Wednesday evening, Desi couldn't come. She was sick, and Carrie and I were going, and I was driving up through there, and I thought, have I went too far? And I said, baby girl, we passed it yet? And she'd roll them eyes at me and said, Daddy, I don't drive. And so the little things you missed this morning, but I want you to continue to pray for us. But in the book of Psalms, chapter 84, the psalmist, and the Lord spoke to my heart, because as we travel through this world and as we travel through this life, many things are going to happen to us. Junior Hill, the great Southern Baptist evangelist, once said, we have too much gee whiz religion anymore, because everybody's going to always say, gee whiz, look what God's done for me. Nobody wants to accept the tragedies and the sorrows of life, but that's what the psalmist is going to talk about and some things that we can do along that journey. He says in verse number 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee and whose heart are the ways of them who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pool. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Lord, thank you today that we have this opportunity to stand in witness of your grace, of your love, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, today that we have a good wonderful, loving people that love us and care for us, and we pray that you will richly bless them in every aspect of their lives. And Lord, we pray today that you'll teach us from your word and from your spirit today that on your great love for us, you teach us and train us and bring us today that we might show other people. We might witness and testify to others today. That we're not the only ones in this life that go through times of sorrow and trouble. But Lord, we're on a pilgrimage. We're not today home yet, but thank God one day we shall be home. We ask you this morning now to bless in this service. Lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Direct our attention unto Him. And may the Holy Spirit have free reign in each of our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. The psalmist said that the only way we can really gain strength, the only way we can have real strength today is when that strength today comes from the Lord. Blessed, he said, is the man whose strength is in thee. You know, when we begin to think about ourselves, we usually think of ourselves as very strong people. I always thought I was a very strong individual, not only in many different ways, and I could always do a lot of different things, but I've learned a lot of things in the past few weeks. You know, my shoulder bothers me, and I'm going to have some surgery here in about a month, and I'm not as strong physically as I used to be. I can't do what I used to do. And to be fair with you, I'm sometimes too prideful to admit it. I was pulling some wire through some conduit. And I got it part of the way and couldn't get it any further. And I worked and struggled and done everything I could. And so I finally had to call Matthew. I said, "Matthew, can you come help me?" You know, I didn't want to do that, Matthew. I wanted to pull it by myself. What really made me mad when he come over and he said, like it wasn't anything to it. But you know what? That wire got through there just the same, didn't it? And that's the way we have to be with the Lord. We have to get to the point we say, "Hey, Lord, I can't do it." You know, the amazing thing, then the Lord just does it so easy, doesn't he? That's what the psalmist is saying here, that of our own selves, we really have no strength. Paul said, "I can do all things through him that strengtheneth me, through Christ that strengtheneth me." You see, I think what Paul was saying is whatever we face in life, whatever comes our way, we really don't have the strength to face that. But then we can go and we can do whatever the Lord asks us to do because of the strength that God gives us, the strength that Christ gives us. We're not operating in our own power and our own might, but we're operating in the strength and the power of the Lord Jesus. We're operating in the power and the might of God today. And the psalmist said, "Blessed. You'll be a lot more happy. You'll be a lot better off when you realize, hey, I've got to depend not on myself, not on what I can do, but I've got to depend upon the strength of the Lord today." Second thing I thought about when I read this, you've got to make sure that he's stronger than you. I had another piece of wire I need to pull, and so I had another guy come help me. He wasn't strong as I was. Desi said, "I thought," and called his name, "was going to pull the wire through for you." I said, "He couldn't do it. I had to go out and do it." You know, sometimes I want to put my strength in the wrong thing, don't I? Sometimes I want to look to the wrong thing to guide me. The main thing we've got to do, and we've got to understand, is when our real strength comes from the Lord. And I shouldn't be too prideful. And I shouldn't be so ashamed that I'm weak to accept what God can do for me. You see, a lot of people today are never going to make it to heaven because they think they're going to make it on their own strength. But they're not going to make it that way. They're depending upon something that's not able to get them where they need to be. The only way we'll get to heaven today is through what Jesus Christ has already did for us today. Paul said, "Hey, this when I'm at my very strongest is when I'm at my weakest." I used to wonder, what did that mean? When Matthew pulled that water, I understood what he meant. He said, "What do you mean?" Well, it very simply means this. Matthew's a lot bigger and stronger than I am. And so at my very best, I could have never done what he did. But even though I was weak, he was strong. That's what it says today. Blessed is the man, and we've got to empty ourselves of our pride and everything and let the Lord give us our strength. But he said, in whose heart are the ways of them? And I thought, well, that's a strange wording there. In whose heart are the ways of them? And I got to reading, and I read a little bit from Charles Spurgeon and some others, and the word ways there means our experiences. Basically, what he's saying is that in our heart are the ways of the Lord today. We let the Lord lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that we should go. But verse 6 is what I really want you to focus on with me just for a few minutes this morning. He said, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also filleth the pool. Now the word Baca literally means tears, and the word the valley of Baca is the valley of tears. He's talking about a place where that as the children of Israel would pass through, and the best I can understand from studying the scripture and studying the times that the psalmist wrote this, it was a valley that led to the cities of refuge. And to get to the cities of refuge, you had to travel through the valley of Baca. You had to travel through this dry and desert place. And the psalmist is saying that here we're traveling through the valley of tears. We're going through this dry spot. We're heading through it today. And the psalmist is saying, first of all, there's no way around it. You know, sometimes you can go around things. Sometimes you can figure out a way to get around a different thing. I want to tell you, when the Lord says we're going to send you through the valley of Baca, there's no way around it. You've got to travel through it. If you wanted to get to the city of refuge, if you wanted to find the Lord today, if you wanted to find refuge in God, you had to travel through the valley of Baca. And the Lord sometimes sends us through this travel, through this valley of Baca, so that we can find refuge in Him this morning. The psalmist is saying that here there are some folks that are traveling through this valley. They're heading through this valley of tears. And as they're traveling through this valley of tears, they do a very special thing. They make it a well. They dig a well in this valley. It literally means blessing. They find that others are going to be coming this way. And so in this valley of Baca, they leave behind something that refreshes and encourages others as they're traveling through this morning. As I travel through my valley of Baca, I want to leave behind some encouragement. I want to leave behind some refreshment. I want to make people understand today the wonderful things that God will do for us today. In verse 7, he said, they go from strength to strength. As I read this and I think about Israel as they were traveling and these pilgrims as they were traveling, as they would go from one spot to the other, and as they would go through this dry desert place, there were places where God and people had already dug wells, had already put places of refreshment today. And what the psalmist is saying that we would go from this point to this point, and we'd stop there, and God would refresh us and strengthen us again. And then we'd get up the next day and we'd go to this point and God would strengthen us and refresh us again. And we just keep going from strength to strength day by day, and God strengthened us day by day today. Sometimes my problem is I want to be strengthened for a week instead of a day. But God gives us strength every day, and He lets us go from strength to strength, and He lets the Lord today, He brings refreshment and help to us this morning. I thought about where the psalmist said in Psalms 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. And I thought about, as we're traveling through this valley of Baca, the precious things that the Lord does for us. Now, what's precious to you this morning? You know, what's the word precious mean? It means something that's invaluable. Something you would nearly be impossible for you to buy. I used to have a good friend that, and he would buy and trade things. And sometimes I'd just trade things with him just to have some fun. And I'd say, well, what do you want for that? And if he ever made this statement, he'd say, well, that's got a lot of sentimental value. It meant there wasn't nothing but cash money going to get it. He wasn't going to trade. You had to have cash money. Because it had sentimental value. That's what's precious, you see, today, is those things today that are really, really precious to us. Most of the time, it's things that money cannot buy. And you see, that's what he said. The psalmist said, precious, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Now, you think about that. That's precious. It's invaluable. It's something you can't buy. And God holds that to be precious. And He said, in the sight. You know, we used to think about that. You know, my thinking always was, you know, I look out here and I can see things in sight. But literally that word means today something that's focused on. It means when you pick up a rifle and you look through the scope and you sight that scope upon a particular target. God has got us on a particular thing today. As we're traveling through this valley of Baca, His strength is our strength and His sight is upon us and He's watching us today. And He's got us going where we need to be. And we're traveling through this valley. And we can either travel through it, no way around it. We're going through it. We've got to go through it. I can either make it a well of blessing, carry a heavy burden. I want to make it a well of blessing. I really do today. I've told you this before and I'm going to tell you again. The Lord gave Jesus Christ for us, His Son, that we today might have eternal life. He allowed Him to be humiliated. He allowed Him to suffer in agony on a cross. He allowed Him to be mocked. He allowed Him to be scourged. And He let Him be nailed to that cross, beaten beyond recognition. And He did it today for us, for my sins and your sins. God so loved the world. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't love you that much. I love you. I do. I don't love you that much. I don't think I could do that for you. I don't believe Brother Bruce could do that for you. I couldn't give that little girl for you. But God loved us that much. He's taken my child, and she's with Him. I hurt, folks. I'm going to tell you, I hurt. But I want it to be a blessing too, to all of us. She was a blessing. At the time, I probably didn't realize how much of a blessing she was, but she was a blessing to us. But as we travel through this valley of Baca, instead of me carrying this heavy burden, I want to kind of make a little well of encouragement and strength and tell you this morning that anything you go through in life, God will be there for you. Honestly, And he'll give you strength to do what you need to do in every situation of life, every crisis of life. I can't tell you I'm not going to break down and cry. I can't tell you this morning what might happen, but I can tell you this much. The one thing I can encourage you in is no matter what you're going through, God will give you the strength and encouragement to get you through it. And you see, that's what the psalmist said. He said, passing through the valley of battle. Thank God I'm going to come out on the other side. You know, that's the good part, isn't it? I told you about the haunted hollow, you know, when my grandmama used to scare me to death about the haunted hollow. Never did want to walk through that thing at dark, but sometime we had to. Thank God we went through that thing. Sometime I went through pretty fast, but I got to the other side. We're going to come out on the other side, folks. He said, we're going to stand before Zion. We're going to stand before the Lord. We're going to be where God is this morning. This life is a valley of Baca. Our entire life, you know, the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That looked like me our entire life. The shadow of death is over us from the day that we're born to the day that we die. Because we don't know when we're going to die. Yeah. I've said that a lot of times. I can guarantee you I know for a little bit. Well, I always knew it, but it becomes more real sometimes to you. But we don't know when we're going to die. So, this time last week, that little girl sitting right there. Tuesday night, she's standing there talking to her mama when I went to bed. We don't know when we're going to die. So the valley, the shadow's hanging over us, and we're traveling through this valley. Let us make it a blessing for others this morning. Let us rely upon the strength of God to get us through it, not in our own strength. You see, I'm fixing to be through. I'm not going to take with this one more second. You see, we don't just pass through it with our eyes filled with tears and our hearts filled with sorrow. Our mind by temptation. But we make a way out. We make a way of encouragement today. And we go from strength to strength day by day. He said that the rain also filleth the pools. When you dig the well, God sends the rain. Instead of a valley of tears, it becomes a valley of blessings. We're traveling through the valley of Baca, folks. That's our life's journey. A lot of things are going to happen on the way. Let's just dig some wells and let God's blessing overflow and do for us what only He can do this morning. I love you, but I want to tell you, Jesus loves you more. I hadn't planned on doing this, but I want to do one thing this morning. Brother Bruce will help me, maybe Barbara. Can we sing Jesus Loves Me? Y'all just stand together with me. This will be our, Bruce probably got another hymn, but I want to hear Jesus Loves Me. Somebody said, that's a little Sunday school hymn. That's the greatest thing I can ever tell you. Jesus loves you this morning. I'm glad Jesus loves me today. I know He still loves me this morning, and I still love Him. God bless you for coming this morning. Brother Josh, would you dismiss me?